WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that's probably shadowed some of us at least once. Fear. Yeah, that pesky feeling that whispers doubts in our ear and makes us second-guess everything. Ever felt like taking a leap but your stomach is doing somersaults? You know that feeling when you see a spider and your brain screams, run. Well, guess what? Fear is a natural part of being human. It's actually a pretty good survival mechanism. But when fear starts hijacking our lives, keeping us stuck in our comfort zones, it's time to call it out and build some serious courage. Think about it. The things we're most afraid of often led to the most incredible adventures, the biggest personal growth, and yeah, even the juiciest stories to tell over coffee. So how do we overcome these fears and unlock that inner badass? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the fear grip and embrace a life with more guts. First things first, recognize your fears. Don't try to sweep them under the rug. Acknowledge what scares you, name it. Is it public speaking? Asking someone out? Trying something new? Once you know your enemy, you can start strategizing. Ever notice how those scary movie villains always have a weakness? You're not invincible, neither are your fears. Second, challenge those fear thoughts. Often, our biggest fears are based on stories we tell ourselves, stories that might be way off base. That voice in your head saying you can't do something? It's probably full of it. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have to support this? Is there another way to look at this situation? Remember, your mind is a powerful tool. Use it to reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Third, break it down. Big scary goals can feel overwhelming. But remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Break that giant fear into smaller, more manageable steps. Celebrate each victory along the way. You're not just tackling a mountain, you're conquering a series of hills, one at a time. And guess what? Each hill conquered builds your confidence for the next one. Fourth, step outside your comfort zone. This is where things get real, folks. Growth happens when we push ourselves beyond the familiar. Take that small risk. Say, yes, to that opportunity that makes you nervous. You'll be surprised at what you're capable of when you decide to leap. And finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. So yeah, you might feel butterflies, a little shaky, or even terrified. But you do it anyway. You show up, you take action, and you prove to yourself, and everyone else, that you are stronger than you think. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah has been wanting to start her own business for years. She's got a killer idea, she's passionate about it, but the thought of taking the leap fills her with dread. What if it fails? She whispers to herself. What if people don't like my product? Her fear is holding her back, keeping her stuck in a dead-end job that drains her soul. But then, Sarah starts to challenge those fears. She remembers all the times she's overcome obstacles before. She breaks down her business plan into smaller steps. Researching the market, creating a prototype, talking to potential customers. Slowly but surely, she takes action, even when her heart races. And you know what? She surprises herself. She discovers a hidden strength she didn't know she had. Her passion fuels her drive, and she starts building something amazing, brick by brick. Sarah's story is just one example of how overcoming fear can lead to incredible things. So remember, your fears don't have to control you. You have the power to rewrite your narrative. You have the strength to step into the unknown and build a life filled with courage, resilience, and fulfillment. Let's make this week count. Ready to ditch those fear whispers? Share this episode with someone who needs a little boost of courage. And don't forget to leave a review. Your words can inspire others to take that leap. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.